Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast.
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 Your source for the truth in health and fitness. Now here are your podcast personal trainers, Keon and Tyler.
Hello and welcome to the Academy Podcast. I'm Keon.
And I'm Tyler.
And we are your podcast personal trainers for today, the 2nd of December.
Oh yeah.
Wednesday. Wednesday?
Wednesday.
Yeah, but if you pronounce the actual letters in the word, it'd be Wednesday. W-E-D.
Wednesday.
Yeah, Wednesday.
If you said it like Hawaiians, it'd be Wee-dee-nees-da-e.
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 It's a terribly spelled word. Let's just agree on that.
Let's just say I'm glad that also, I spell check on it.
February?
February.
It's February.
February.
But everyone says February, right?
Oh, yeah. There's lots of words that are.
Oh, yeah. My brothers always get caught up on the mischievous. Because it's spelled mischievous, but you can pronounce it mischievous if you'd like.
See, everybody makes fun of me for saying button.
I make fun of you for saying button.
But button is how it's like.
Button.
Spelled.
Yeah.
Same with Button, and then like Clayton, a city that's closest by us.
People the one make, we grew up in?
Yeah. The one that people always make
Clayton.
Fun of me.
Yeah.
It's Clayton.
Yeah, it's Clayton. Yeah, Clayton. Yeah. But, yeah.
See?
There should be, I mean, in all honesty, there should be, like, they have those little accents and whatever on top of other, on top of letters in other languages. We need those in English. Because then you can, like, if you drew a line above the O, just for example.
You would know that it's the A sound.
Yeah, Clayton instead of Clayton.
Yeah.
And then, you know, button.
Baton.
Instead of baton, it'd be, which is a completely different word.
See, you said baton, where it's button.
Baton, which is exactly what I just said.
No, but there's baton.
Uh-huh.
Like, you spin around the your twirly one. Fingers, and there's button.
Say both back to back.
Button? No, that's baton, and then baton.
There's a slight pause, and that's the only difference.
Because there's not double baton T's.
And baton.
A baton that you spin with your fingers has one T, and a baton has two T's.
Yeah, I'm going to say button and baton from here on out, and I don't give a crap.
And then there's, oh, crayon.
Crayon, yeah.
Yeah.
It should crayon. Be crayon, but I say crayon, yeah.
Yeah, I say crayon. Crayon.
Crayon, yeah. So that's, I mean, it's if you take the two prominent English languages that we have English, like American English and British English. Mm-hmm. They say everything as enunciated as possible, except for in certain, like, they pretty much take what we enunciate and don't enunciate it.
Or flip it around.
Exactly. Whatever we enunciate really well, they don't enunciate, and whatever we enunciate well, they do enunciate well, right? Or whatever. You know what I'm saying.
Yeah, right. I've now moved on to a different topic in my head, so.
Oh, what are we talking
is
about
this
now?
Is new?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, I like it.
Thank you.
Keon went shopping with his mother today,
and she bought
and
me
she
things.
She bought him clothes, and I'm looking at it, and it looks quite dapper.
Thank you.
Are these new jeans?
Nope.
Okay. I wasn't sure if it was a whole, or just the top.
Just the top. I was like, okay. Yeah, I need some warmth.
I like it.
Yeah, it's a nice, nice little throw-on.
It's nice.
Got a little pocket in front, too.
Yeah.
Nice little brown pullover.
That's nice.
Which has a button.
Did you get it at, this was all at Banana Republic?
That's correct.
Yep. The Republic de Viana.
Banana.
Okay.
Touché. Yeah, I always want to add extra ends to banana too.
Banana, na, na.
I like when I was a kid. Banana, I spelled it B A N N A N N A N A.
Whatever.
Yeah.
It's like Mississippi, just nonstop.
Just
keep putting ISS.
ISS ISS IPPI.
Yeah. Sorry, dude.
Great. Well, today we are going to be talking about what a perfect day for fat loss would look like in an average person's life.
Okay.
So I figured probably time we jump into that. Enough button talk, baton talk.
Baton.
And enough admiring my fantastic
wardrobe.
Wardrobe choices. That's correct. So the way I figure we can do this, you can always interject if you'd like, is if you go through a day, I'll go through a day. Or do you want to go through it together? What sounds best to you?
Well,
how about, I mean, because There are two. I mean, the big issue is what time do you wake up? Tyler wakes up at 5. I wake up 8.
I've started sleeping in a little bit more.
What?
My alarm clock now goes off at 5:30.
Oh, okay. I know. Yeah, still got awful early.
Enough that people still go, yeah. Really? Why?
Yeah, why would you do that? That's, I mean, especially when you work at, what, 11? 1?
Well, I work out at 7.
Right.
And it takes me about 15-20 minutes to get there.
Right. True. Okay, I'll give you that.
So, I like a good hour before I wake, go to work out.
What time do you think your dad wakes up?
5.
5? Okay. My dad wakes up around 5-6 as well. So we'll start that as the average working person's wake-up time. Because my mom usually doesn't wake up till like 7.
Yeah, I want to say like 7-8 is quote-unquote normal.
Right.
And then working would be 5.
Yes, like, you know, the normal job.
Yeah, or if you have, like, the normal 9-to-5 job, right. I would say waking up at 5-6 is your normal. Yeah.
And then if you're, like, in the military or something, you're probably waking up at, like, 2 a.m. or some crap like that for them to run you around in a little circle, and then they blow the whistle when you...
It would actually be 0-200.
Yeah, I don't talk like that.
I don't either, but just I'm for sorry. Military sense.
I'll apologize to our military friends. I don't talk like that. It always confuses.
Too much math for me.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like,
just
1,400 hours. Crap. Okay, minus 12. Two. 2 o'clock. Okay, cool, right. cool. Okay. Too much thinking.
Or you can go from noon and then add them, you know. Whatever.
Yeah.
My cousin really liked it when he was in high school. But I don't think you know Sean?
I want to say I've met him once.
His dad was in Vietnam and all that. Anyway, so the average person, let's just say working person. Let's go through a working person's day and then...
Okay, so if you woke up at 5 o'clock in the morning...
Right. So you have to be at work by 9. Or, yeah, 9, right? Yeah, 9 to 5. Nine. How would you play that game, Tyler? If you had to be at work at 9, how would you play the game of...
I would wake up...
Uh-huh.
I would have... Something. Probably oatmeal. Probably maybe a protein shake.
Uh-huh.
Because besides wake up, when you're working out during the day really plays matters. A key on what you right. eat.
When you say oatmeal, because I can't stand eating oatmeal in the morning.
Oh, I love oatmeal.
Like, it makes me tired. Like everyone, I don't know. Everyone loves oatmeal. It makes me so tired.
Oh, see, it doesn't do that
it,
to me.
It makes me, and so I don't eat it. I only put raw oats in my shakes, and that I'm fine with. But actual oatmeal, I feel sluggish throughout the day. So I'd say play around with your breakfast.
I wouldn't say a bowl of cereal because the dairy in that, if you're working out, because what I was going to say was have something, then go work out.
Right.
Like have something small, like oatmeal, a packet of oatmeal or whatever.
Right.
Just to get something in your system to get your body metabolism going. A protein shake is filling if you do just water, you right. know, it's not as filling as it could be.
I'd also say if you're going to work out before, have something that's going to be fast digesting. So easy carbs, protein shake, like you're saying, yeah. an apple, something like that.
Just
like
something.
Quick. Yeah. Something quick in the morning. If you're not going to work out, then I'd say have something more protein filled.
Yeah.
Right. Something that's going to last you until.
Have some eggs, have some maybe bacon, Canadian bacon.
Right. Bacon is like actually a delicious
bacon.
Treat.
Bacon!
And is not as bad for you as most people think.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
No.
So have something of that nature. But if you're going to work out, do something light and then work out. That'd take you, you know, mattering on transit and whatnot. You could get there probably at 6:30.
Right.
6. If you woke up at 5, you could get there by 6.
Absolutely. If you don't get there by 6, you're lazy.
Yeah, and then you easily could work out for an hour and a half.
If you,
that
yeah.
puts you at 7:30. Then at that time, you could then...
Shower at the gym.
Shower at the gym, change at the gym, have a protein shake in your bag, because a protein shake after working out is the best thing for you.
Pretty
for the
much, most yeah.
part. Then that would shoot you to work at 9.
And you've just had 2 meals, a workout... And you're set to go.
Your day is going.
Right.
Like, you've actually probably been more productive and ate better in 4 hours of your day than most people do in their day.
Right. Say you don't like the protein shake. Say that it just doesn't fit into your lifestyle, or you haven't found one you like yet, which we're talking about protein shakes tomorrow, so we'll help you guys figure that out. What would you say other if you had a different choice? Or if I had to make a different choice.
If you had to make a different choice and you didn't want to do protein shake, bagel with peanut butter, maybe a chicken breast.
I hate bagels.
You hate bagels.
Here's my issue with bagels. Because everyone always says, oh, bagel's better for you than bread, right?
Oh, I wouldn't go that route.
But... Yeah, because all it is to me is just white bread with a hole in the middle.
No, I wouldn't have gone that route. Okay, never mind. I like bagels.
I don't like them. I mean, unless I'm going to go, like, for it, made in the shop. Like, a Noah's bagel, like, you know?
No.
No?
They're all the same to me.
Oh.
I could care less. I just like bagels. I don't know why. I just like bagels.
Okay. Oh.
I'm not picky on my bagels. I just like them.
Huh.
I mean, I'd get a wheat one. Or, you know, like, at least make it somewhat productive. I wouldn't get, you know, some... I think there's, like, potato bread bagels and stuff. Like, there's bagels.
Egg bagels.
I'd maybe stay away from, but in general, I'd just get
chocolate bagels. I wouldn't go with the jalapeno cheese.
Yeah, don't get, like, stuff that... there's a bagel at a... Who was it? I think I was at the E-Bar at Nordstrom's one day, and there's a cheese jalapeno bagel, and I literally saw a guy grab it, and as he grabbed it, it dripped.
Yep.
Just grease. And yep. I was like... See, those are those moments that that person has to realize... Maybe that's not the healthiest thing for me.
What?
Yes, I know. Shocker.
Right.
Shocker. But, yeah, so I'd probably throw a bagel. Because a bagel's easy to throw in your bag.
True.
It's easy to throw in. It's easy to, while making your breakfast, slice in half, peanut butter it, put in a Ziploc bag, throw it in your thing.
Right.
True. Good to go. It's easy to throw a grilled, you know... chicken breast in a Ziploc bag, eat it cold, it tastes fine, it's good. I used to actually do this. I'd get chicken breast, wrap it in Canadian bacon.
Was it turkey bacon?
Yeah, it was turkey bacon. Yeah. Turkey bacon, and then just pan fry it.
Real quick, yeah.
Boom, 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 or I baked it.
I thought you grilled the chicken, and then you wrapped the bacon around it, then you put it in the oven.
Yeah, I had some recipe for it. Yeah. I mean, it's the easiest thing, and you can do it any way you really want to.
Right,
just make sure everything's cooked.
Right, you're good.
And it was an easy grab snack, and it had flavor to it. That was the key. Sometimes chicken breast gets old, and after a while of eating it, you're just like, this doesn't have much flavor.
Right.
So throwing a turkey bacon or Canadian bacon or even bacon on it,
right,
adds some flavor to it, and isn't that bad? Because fat is something you need in your diet.
Right. Absolutely, especially in the perfect fat loss day.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you front. As far as nutrition goes, I'd say the overview is front load your day with carbohydrates to get your carbs up front, so you have time to burn them off. And then as the day progresses, you kind of change over to fats and proteins, and then just solely proteins and vegetables for your ending meal. Right?
Would that be fair? So you've now worked out.
How about at work? What are some things that you can do to optimize your fat burning potential at work?
Drink lots of water, drink lots of tea, drink,
Because those two together, if you drink enough water, water alone can up your metabolism by 3%.
So I would do those easily. I always try and have a glass of water, especially when I had like a desk job. Uh-huh. I tried to always have a glass of water at my desk. The key to a glass of water is having a glass of water. I know that this is all just random tips and whatever, but having like a Nalgene bottle or like a sports top bottle that's closed,
uh-huh.
I don't drink it as much as an open glass container, like an open pint glass, an open glass
of water,
right in front of me. I will knock out a glass of water every 30 minutes if it's open in front of me, but the sports bottle, screw it, it's right there.
Really? I am the exact
weirdest,
opposite.
It's the weirdest thing.
If there's an open bottle of glass of water in front of me, I'll let it sit and maybe take a couple sips. But if it's an Nalgene bottle or whatever, or the Sig bottles, I'll sip from it every 3 to 5 minutes.
See, because it's more, I mean, it's more work, but literally, like, the whole spinning off,
uh-huh.
If I leave the cap off, I'll drink it more.
Huh.
It's the cap. It's a mental blocker to me.
It's become a habit. Like, I'll just play around with the cap, so I don't even think about it. So, listening to us in the last 10 minutes, I don't like bagels.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Tyler loves bagels. I don't like the glass of water. Tyler loves a glass of water. So, I mean, just between the two of us, you should come to be seeing that there's a lot of variance for what happens has to work. You have an end goal, but how you get to that end goal is going to be is slightly different.
Oh, yeah.
By and person.
That's kind of something that it's nice to do this stuff on the podcast, our weird little debates, because at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter. It's as long as you got to your goal.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah. And so make sure you get a lot of water. You're aiming for anywhere from 50 to 100 ounces of water is usually for the, I mean, that's a huge range, but
if you had a pint glass, like, at your desk, and you drank a pint glass every hour, you'd be set.
Yeah, and then make sure you drink at your meals as well.
Yeah.
You should be set, yeah. So, let's get back to your day. So, you just started work at 9 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
You had your workout, your pre-workout, your snack.
I've had post-workout,
snack.
So now the now next meal, I'm at 9 o'clock. Well, at 9 o'clock, I've just finished my post-workout snack.
Right. So I shouldn't be hungry for the next 2 to 3 hours.
So that puts you then about 11, between 11 and 1.
Yeah.
That would be considered lunchtime.
Right.
Woo-hoo.
Depending on how many meals you like to consume, usually 4 to 6 is the optimal for most people.
I tend to be more of the 5 to 6. Just right. That's how it normally works out in my day.
Right.
Especially because waking up early and going to bed somewhat later, I have more time that I have to.
Right. You're up, somewhat. So you should have to be eating, have to. Too.
So for lunch, what would be a good lunch?
Gosh. So you still got your post-workout burn going. And you know what? Sometimes, like, for me, let's just rewinding about 12 seconds. I get hungry in between lunch and my post-workout, especially if I didn't pick something substantial enough for post-workout. So I have my protein shake. If I have a protein shake after my workout, I'll have something with carbs in it too. Because you wanna satiate your body. You want to give it the quick sugars. So make sure you have enough. So play around with the portions on your post-workout in between your lunchtime snack or your lunch. But a lot of people out here just say, oh, I'll salad with chicken breast every day for lunch. Salad with chicken breast with no dressing, you're bordering on maybe 200 to 300 calories.
And you're bordering on being boring.
Right. So you are not eating enough for lunch. You're going to be hungry. You're going to start staring down the M&Ms.
And it's also, like, we had talked about this in one of the other podcasts, where it's, if you don't like it, you're not going to stick to it. I'm going to tell you right now, salad and chicken breast is boring. You don't want to eat that every day.
Right.
Have I ate it every day before? Yeah, I've done it. It's not fun.
Right. If you, unless you have like an event you're planning for.
And none of you do.
Well, you could have an anniversary or a whatever coming up, like a birthday or a vacation.
I'll tell you right now, if you're going to try and do that, starve yourself. Like, I mean, honestly.
No, it's so retarded.
It's one of the funniest things, because it's like, at the, like, models that are on the cover of things.
Uh-huh.
That's what they eat nonstop, is lettuce and chicken.
Too, right.
And they don't drink, and they deprive themselves of everything.
So before that, the shoot,
like,
right.
For 2 days before the shoot.
Right.
And then afterwards, they pig out.
Right.
So great. I mean, if you have a 10-year anniversary, eating just lettuce and chicken breast 2 days before, you're not going to do anything to your body because you haven't done it enough.
Right.
It's not, don't.
It's a terrible idea. Exactly.
Yeah,
so
it's not
don't
worth
do it.
It. So my starve yourself was purely a joke.
Okay.
In all honesty, it's not, like, don't, just having chicken breast and salad cracks me up. Don't do it.
Right. So here, at this point, a lot of people at work like to go out for food, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you can, actually, no, not if you can. We're talking the ideal day in fat loss. Prepare something. Bring it with you.
Oh, yeah.
So rice or quinoa.
And you'll save money.
Save a crap load of money. Rice and quinoa with, like, some peanut sauce, which I like, or maybe some salsa, pico de gallo, with some nice grilled vegetables and chicken steak, beans or fish mixed in there is a great option.
Yeah.
Or you can make a burrito out of it. Make sure everything's grilled as with as little oil as possible.
Yeah. And I mean, I've done the portions on this is that I used to do a turkey sandwich and baked potato chips. Oh. I know that sounds, but you do the calorie, protein, fats, and all that stuff. It's a good meal. It's not, I mean, it fills you up. It's proportionate to what I was doing for my weight loss and whatnot. For you, you might tweak a little bit, but a tuna sandwich, awesome. I wouldn't bake it in mayonnaise.
Right. But use olive oil and avocado instead of mayonnaise, which is good fats. I know, Tyler's making the most disgusting face.
Oh, God. I hate avocado.
But if you mash up avocado, if you like avocado, mash up some avocado, drain your tuna, toss your tuna in there with the mashed avocado and a tablespoon of olive oil.
Why would you do that?
And a little bit of mustard, maybe. Oh, my gosh. It's so good. I personally don't like sandwiches, though, unless they're made at a deli. So
I could eat sandwiches going out of style.
Again, I don't like making them at home. For some reason, I just don't like it.
See, you like making burritos.
I love the wrap.
See, that's just that to me is a sandwich, just differently prepared.
No, it's because it's the bread. I don't like loaf bread very much. Okay. I like the wrap. It's thinner. There's less to it. I don't know. It's different.
Right, that's to each their own.
To each their again.
I am a sandwich guy. Keon, a wrap guy.
So, again, we're trying to point out, if you are trying to go for an optimal day in fat loss, you have to find out what works for you. So, yes, you want some carbohydrates in this meal, and yes, you want some really good proteins and a little bit of fat. And that will be a good meal for you.
Touché.
So, at work, say you have a desk job. What are some ways you can incorporate activity into your desk job? Because if you're walking around and doing stuff at your work, you're doing what's called NEPA or NEAT, which is non-exercise physical activity, or non-exercise activity thermogenesis or some crap like that. No one really cares what it really means, but you're moving around and you're burning calories throughout the day.
Yeah. Well, first off and foremost, you've drinking. You've ingested at least a half a gallon of water by 2 o'clock. You probably have to go pee.
Right.
Get up and walk around.
Right. Maybe all the emails you're gonna send out, go talk to the person.
Yeah.
Instead of bouncing emails back and forth, just have a quick conversation, walk back to your desk.
Yeah.
Easy.
It's just do quick walk arounds. That's always easy.
Also, if you aren't able to work out in the mornings, work out at lunch. I mean, screw it, you know? Bring your workout clothes and work out at lunch.
Most offices, mattering on situation, you can talk it up. Be like, hey, can I take 2-hour lunches, but just you work till 6?
Or, I mean, shoot, eat your lunch while you work. Like, go work out, come back, sweaty, who gives a crap? I mean, for the most part, you can go work out for half an hour hard, take a quick shower, and then be back in time. And then eat your lunch at your desk while you answer emails or whatever.
Yeah.
So,
there's that option. There's also... No, that was all I was going to say.
Okay.
There's that option. So then it's about 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock I get munchies. I used to have a can of almonds that I would munch on. That did me pretty well. I think I've told you that I used to have like a can of Hershey's bar. I'd take a slice of that every once in a while.
Right. But this is a time for a mid-afternoon snack. You want something that's 200 to 300 calories, pretty much. I used to love almonds. I can't stand them now. I just don't.
Make you almond yourself out.
I almond myself out. So make sure you kind of switch up your snacks. Almonds and a little thing of Hershey's would be a great snack. You're getting the protein and the fat. Remember, as you progress throughout the day, you're trying to slow down your carbohydrate intake and increase your protein and a little bit of fat intake as well. So other snacks, granola bars are pretty good. I mean, yeah, contrary to the carbohydrate thing I just said, but granola bars can be pretty good as long as you don't get them loaded with fat. Yeah. Peanut butter on a slice of bread can be good.
Insert fruit.
Fruit with some protein is great.
Insert lettuce and, not lettuce, celery, carrots, and ranch.
Or celery, carrots, and peanut butter. Yeah, almond butter. All those things. And again, prepare as much as you can at home, because then you'll feel bad about going to the vending machine.
I know this sounds funny, but in the prepare stuff, it's entertaining because this is the funny thing with, like, when I used to work in an office, I literally would bring a small cooler. I would literally prepare
a lunchbox, pretty much, yeah?
Yeah. I would bring my lunch, two snacks, and I'd have a protein shaker in there. And at first, people would make fun of me. They'd be like, you gonna starve today? Like, what's the deal? Da, da, da. In about 2 weeks, when you've lost your 10 pounds, and they go, my God, what happened? Then you get the actual last laugh, and you get to go, what up, mother truckers?
Right. And plus, you save, I mean, if you put the cash value in, like, you save
hundreds.
Yeah, over like a year, you save so much money. So, times being as they are, it's a smart idea to get a lunchbox, get a cooler, and just make everything. It'd be kind of fun if we did a how to eat on like $10 a day. It'd be kind of fun.
No, we could do that.
Yeah, we'll figure that out. Just so you can see how easy it is to, with $70 a week. How easy it is you can eat.
Oh, it's super easy.
You can, I mean, $70 a week, that's
super easy.
So doable. So you have your mid-afternoon snack, you're walking around your office, you can even trade out your chair for a Swiss ball, one of those big round exercise balls, and sit on that. That'll increase your core activation and everything. That'll start burning more calories. If you've had your caffeine, your coffee, or your tea, stop drinking it at this point after your snack, after 3 o'clock. You don't want to go drinking it into the evening. We've talked about this before. It's kind of important to not
get you crazy.
It gets you crazy, keeps you up at night, disturbs your sleep. Even if you don't wake up in the middle of the night, it's still disturbing your sleep because caffeine's running through your system. It takes up to 6 hours to metabolize. So you want that out at 3 o'clock. So you have your morning coffee or tea, and then you have afternoon coffee or tea, and you're done.
So now you're at about 6 o'clock?
6 o'clock. So you either just got home from work or just leaving work, or you're sitting in traffic at this point. If you're sitting in traffic, this is the time for a snack. If you're at home, this is time for dinner.
Yeah, or this is time for a small snack to then go work out. If you didn't go work out at your lunch period, or you're now probably morning, working right. out right now, right after dinner, or right after work. You want something in your stomach so you're not starving while working out.
Right.
But at the same time, you don't want something big to throw up while working out.
What I would say is eat something, like split your 3 o'clock snack into two things. So have something at 3 o'clock and then something at like 4:30, 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
So when you arrive at the gym, you're not starving, but like you're saying, you're not puking.
Puking up.
Right.
Up fun everything. Stuff. So you've now worked out or you're about, if it's dinner, I like a protein, beef, a fish, a chicken, a turkey, some kind of meat product. Then a vegetable is always a good thing. I like yams, I do salads with my meat most right. times.
Some like grilled zucchini or red peppers is great.
A vegetable of some kind.
Right. Or a hopped item would be great.
A what?
Hopped. Never mind. Beer.
Oh. Ha-ha. A beer.
Malted beverage. No, yeah. Don't drink beer. Perfect day, you're not going to be drinking alcohol.
Yeah. And then, yeah. Just more water.
More water. Herbal tea at this point is all right as something a little bit sweet. Put some honey or some agave syrup in it as dessert.
Make and then, sure that you're not. It's not caffeinated.
Yeah, herbal. And that I mean that'll put you in towards the evening. Maybe go on a walk with your spouse or kids. Play with them. Do all that. Keep as active as possible going into the evening. And ta-da, you've just kicked some butt in today.
What about right before you go to bed?
Right before you go to bed. Depending on the phase that you're working in, if you're trying to add muscle mass, then about an hour before bed, have a protein shake. If you're not trying to add muscle mass, stop eating about 2 hours before you go to bed, and that should be pretty good. And then again, and then if you're hungry, which sometimes happens, have a small protein shake, like a single scoop or a half scoop of protein or some cottage cheese. Some yogurt, something with a lot of protein, and very little carbohydrates.
Touche.
What should the workouts look like? So, I mean, I know that there's so much. I mean, like, as far as focus goes, what should they be focusing on? Like, not muscle groups, but
I would go total body and high-intensity interval training.
I completely agree.
In the cardio department.
I'd say even on the weights. Like, yeah, go, yeah, like, upper body, lower body, left, right, as high, hardcore as you can get.
I would do, like, circuit total body. Yeah. Then with, like, a high-intensity cardio concept.
Awesome. Well, that, I mean, that's, I think, like, if you can pull that off the majority of the week, like, 4 out of 7 days, you will see results. I mean...
And the thing is that in, like, if you did that 4 out of 7 days, the other three, there's probably, like, one or two of the things that you change.
Right.
I'm not saying that then on, the 3 of the 7, it's like, I eat a McDonald's, and then I eat a massive pizza. I drink Cool Whip out of the can, and, you know, like, that kind of stuff.
Right.
Which, don't get me wrong, I did feel like a fat kid when I did that one this last week.
Oh, delicious stuff.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah. I don't think I had any Cool Whip this Thanksgiving. Tragedy, right?
I know. It happens.
Cool. So high intensity workouts, and just kick butt during the day, and you should be good to go.
That we will.
Hopefully you guys took the challenge yesterday. You made 2 decisions and stuck to them. Today, your challenge is to just start like whatever you've been procrastinating with, start doing it. I mean, just do it as soon as this podcast ends. Like, go, whatever it is, clean your room, clean your house, whatever it is, just go do that. Whatever you've been procrastinating.
Learn how to juggle.
Whatever you've been putting off.
How to please your spouse.
Yep. Whatever it is, go do it. Tyler, check us out.
Operation.
Water on the knee.
Operation.
All right, you guys.
I'm the doctor for you.
All right, we'll be with you tomorrow talking about protein.
Protein.
Until then, have a great day. Peace.
Bye. He got a glimpse in the bathroom.